And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
Hello, and welcome to Insight. I'm your host, Doug Randall. The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. With me today is Tim Reinbott. Tim is Director of Field Operations for the Missouri Agriculture Experiment Station. Many of our listeners have encountered Tim previously as the superintendent of the Bradford Research Center. Tim has joined us today to discuss an innovative recycling program he developed at Bradford that involves food waste from Mizzou's cafeterias. Tim, tell us about this program and how it came about.
Well, as many of you all know, we have a tomato festival out there. So there at Bradford, we were growing tomatoes, and we were taking the extra tomatoes that we had to campus dining and developed this wonderful relationship with them. And one of the issues that they had were that the students were complaining about the cost of food. Well, they did a survey and found out it's costly because they throw so much away. A quarter pound of food every meal per student went into the dumpster, and that's 250 tons per year. So what we did is that we started a system then that we could take the food waste, turn it into compost, but then take that compost and grow more vegetables that go back to campus dining, making a complete cycle.
So those who don't eat your veggies today are going to have another chance in a couple months down the road.
That's right. That's
excellent.
Right.
How is this food waste converted into compost?
Well, it's a science and an art, because to make compost, you rely on bacteria and fungi and other microorganisms, and they really need a carbon to nitrogen ratio, or C-to-N ratio, as we like to say, of 30 to 1. This makes them work the best, and the whole system can work very well that way. Well, food waste is about 20 to 1. That means it has a lot of nitrogen, but not as much carbon. And so the system will work extremely quick, but then crash. So what we need is a carbon source. And just so happens that our horse farm has a lot of bedding of straw, hay, and other materials that has a 40 to 1 carbon to nitrogen ratio. So simple math, 40 to 1, 20 to 1, add them together, divide by 2, it's 30 to 1. So that's what we do, is we mix them in equal amounts, and we can make compost that way.
So you must be producing a lot of compost. Can you use it all at Bradford?
No, we really can't. We do grow a lot of vegetables. I want to say one thing. This is totally student-driven. We have students making the compost. We have students using the compost to make more vegetables and the whole process. But we do, as you mentioned, Doug, have a lot more compost than what we can use. So what we want to do is do some entrepreneurial work. Let's take this compost and let's value add it. And this is the one part of this program that hasn't worked as well, because students want to do this, but I haven't had those students to come forth on this, is to take this compost, let's screen it so we get the high-quality finds, bag it, and sell it to the local market.
So why is it so important that we keep this food waste out of the landfill, you know?
Well, when it goes to the landfill, as I tell students, it's going to be in a plastic bag that gets buried, and what's going to happen to it? Nothing. If you're lucky, it gets ruptured somewhere down the line, and it's going to turn into methane gas. If it's, you know, says anaerobic conditions. Now, we can capture some of that, of course, but probably the majority of that methane gas goes right back into the atmosphere, and of course, contributing to our greenhouse gas problem.
Sure is. So, what kind of a facility did you design for this?
Well, our goal was that we wanted to turn this compost over in about 4 to 5 weeks. Because usually, if you mix compost well, you can get maybe 3 to 6 months, just depending on the system. What we have is that we have 4 bays. And the idea is that each bay can handle enough of the food waste from campus for 1 month. So if we do an aerated static system where we're injecting air into this, we can speed this process up from 3 to 6 months to 1 month. And this is where the biological students are working on. Do they have it perfected yet? No. But this is how they learn, is by doing. And you got to balance the aeration, the moisture, the whole bit.
Sounds like you've got to develop quite a system, and then it's a great learning experience.
It sure is.
That is our time for today. I'd like to thank Tim Reinbott for being our guest today. For Insight, I'm Doug Randall. For more information on this topic or to listen to this interview again, please visit kafnernews.com. That's CAFNRnews.com. And thank you for joining us today.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.